We are joined by the head coach of the Tigers, Robin Pinchton. Again, her team in overtime defeats South Carolina 70-69. Not really sure where to start, Coach, but we'll go back to let's start with when you found out that you were only going to have eight players for this game. What was the first thought that went through your mind?
Well, you know, I think in situations like this, it's like just knowing some of the players that weren't going to be playing, you know, it's like, do you be creative on your contact tracing? And, you know, we sat in there as a staff and we said, you know what, we've got to do it the right way. And just let the chips fall where they may. And once we found out we were down to eight, you know, it's you got to get with the girls and you got to get their mind frame right. And honestly, it didn't take long. They were, I mean, you're playing a phenomenal team in South Carolina. We knew that there'd be a good, we thought there was going to be a great turnout tonight. And, you know, felt like they'd give us some extra energy. And we just had to go battle. And we've had players that have been on this stage before. And I'm so happy for them. So happy for them.
Yeah. And so let's jump ahead a little bit. It's, you led by six at halftime, and then South Carolina comes out on fire in the third quarter, and you took a timeout about 2 or 3 minutes in. What was your thought process there? What were you feeling when you decided to take that timeout?
Yeah, we'd just gotten away from what we had been doing. You know, it was like everything just kind of fizzled away on us, and we just had to get back to really being gritty. And you know, we talked a lot throughout the course of the game, to be honest with you, that, you know, great moments are created by great opportunities. And we had an incredible opportunity here tonight. And that, you know, the regret of not emptying our tanks and not letting it all hang out tonight would be much worse than just the feeling of exhaustion and coming up short. And so we just had to keep reminding our kids that, you know, they had to dig a little bit deeper. We wanted more from them. And they looked at us like we had four eyes in the huddles, but just some really big moments from a lot of different kids.
Yeah, I'm looking at your minutes now, and holy cow. So LaDeja Williams, 38 minutes. Haley Troop, 39 minutes. Haley Frank, 42 minutes. Lauren Hansen, 42 minutes. Mama Dembele, 43 minutes and 41 seconds. And you add on to that, she scored all 11 of her points in the fourth quarter against the number one team in the nation and an elite guard in Destiny Henderson. Let's start there as we look at the individuals. For Mama especially, what was clicking for her tonight? Because she was special.
She really was. You know, she's come back from Christmas break, and she's just been kind of a dog for us. And I know the offense kind of gets frustrating for her. And, you know, we just try to tell her that she brings so much value regardless of how many points she scores, because in practice she does such a tremendous job of creating shots for other people. Well, tonight, you know, they played us a little bit different, and she couldn't transfer that advantage. They were playing everybody straight up one-on-one, and she had some opportunities. And, you know, I think she's really grown that way from a year ago, and just said, you know what, I got to live with it, but I'm going to step up and take my shots. And good for her, because we needed every single one of them.
Talking with Mizzou head coach Robin Pinchton after her team's one-point win in overtime over number one South Carolina. You're down five in overtime. You finish the game on a 6-0 run. Lauren Hansen, I think it's fair to say, was the biggest reason why. Let's go to the final play of the game now, the final full possession anyway for your team. What did you draw up? What did you see out there?
Well, we just felt like, you know, we didn't want that clock to stop for sure. Mm-hmm. And we just wanted to get something going downhill. We wanted to put Frankie and Lauren in a ball screen action. And so just that flat screen action had been so good for us. And when Lauren got it, saw an opportunity downhill. She's so shifty, good change of speed. And, you know, she was so dialed in. They all wanted this so bad. And you know, she took the shot. She was willing to take the shot and obviously converted on it for us.
Haley Frank and LaDeja Williams were the starters at forward, going up against an enormous South Carolina team with basically no reserves. And they combined for 33 points and 15 rebounds for you. What did you see from both of them as they tried their best to go toe-to-toe against this enormous South Carolina front court?
Well, I mean, first of all, I have got it. Dawn is a phenomenal coach. South Carolina's got a phenomenal program. I'll be shocked if they don't win a national championship this year. I mean, they're just elite level good. But anything happens on any given night, and that's why you play the game. And I just thought our girls, you know, the thing that we said we wanted to make sure we do is just let it all hang out. You know, we didn't want to have any regrets. And, you know, at the end of the day, we wanted to be able to say that we were the grittier team, we were the tougher team. And whatever happened from there. But let's not lose our edge. And I thought our girls really did a good job of that tonight. They were very resilient. We had some tough offensive possessions, some ugly possessions, some miscommunication on defense, but you know, we just really want to be in the present and have the mindset of next play mentality and solution oriented.
You've got so many other people that want to congratulate you, so we'll let you go on this. This was the first ever win in the history of the program against a team ranked number one in the country. It comes against a team that you've had a rivalry with, I think it's fair to say, in the SEC over the years. What does this win mean, not just for this season, but for your program as a whole, as you continue to try and take those next steps?
Yeah, I mean, the last, you know, couple years have been tough for a lot of different reasons. And you know, I'm so proud of our kids the last 6 months, the way they've really leaned into our core values and to each other. And, you know, I just, in this win, it's, you know, the storyline is going to be about us having eight kids that played. But this is a family. And those that are in COVID and contact tracing are every bit as a big part of this win. In my coaching staff and in support staff, I mean, this is a very close-knit group. And it goes way beyond that scoreboard in regards to a win like this. It really does. And so this was Ashleen's scout. You know, she zoomed in with us and did everything she could within her control. And again, these other players that weren't here tonight, they are just as big of a part of this as anybody else that did play. So, you know, I love where our culture's at. I love where our locker room's at. You know, this is a big one, but it's one game. It really is. In the big picture of things, it's one game, and it doesn't mean a thing, you know, if you don't show up the next day and get after it. So, you know, we'll give them 24, 48 hours. They need to celebrate this. This is a, you know, I mean, this doesn't happen every day. They need to celebrate it. But then we're going to have to get back to work and get grounded and understand what put us in a position to have this success.
This was special, Coach. I'm really happy for you and your program. Congratulations.
Thank you.